John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. The same was in the beginning with Elohim. All things were made by him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from Elohim whose name was John. This man came as a witness in order to testify concerning the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not this light, but was sent in order to testify concerning the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, he gave the power to become sons of Elohim, to those who believe in his name. Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Elohim. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." We have all received from his fullness grace upon grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Yeshua the Messiah. No man has seen Elohim at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the Father's bosom, has made him known. Now this is the testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed, and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." They asked him, "Who then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." They said to him then, "Who are you? Tell us so that we may give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of Yeshua,' just as the prophet Isaiah said." Now those who were sent were from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why do you baptize then, if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but one stands among you whom you do not know. This is he who comes after me, who is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethabara beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Yeshua coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of Elohim, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me.' I did not know him, but for this reason I came baptizing with water, so that he might be revealed to Israel." Then John bore witness, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' I have seen and have borne witness that he is the Son of Elohim." Again, the next day after John was standing with two of his disciples. Looking upon Yeshua as he walked, he said, "Look, the Lamb of Elohim." The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Yeshua. Then Yeshua turned, saw them following, and said to them, "What do you seek?" And they said to him, "Rabbi," which means master, "where do you dwell?" Yeshua said to them, "Come and see." So they came and saw where he dwelt and remained with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which means the anointed. Then he brought him to Yeshua. When Yeshua saw him, he said, "You are Simon the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which means a stone. The next day Yeshua wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law, as well as the prophets wrote, Yeshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Yeshua saw Nathanael coming to him, and said concerning him, "Here is an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Yeshua answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the son of Elohim. You are the king of Israel. Yeshua answered him, Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these. And he said to him, Truly, truly I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven opened, and the angels of Elohim ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.